What should we be more worried about, viruses or bacteria? While certain species of both can be deadly to humans, there's a third type of pathogen we might want to keep an eye on, and that's fungus. Fungi, a kingdom that includes common mushrooms as well as exotic yeasts and molds, are some of the most remarkable organisms on Earth. But they can also be deadly to humans and other life forms. Here to offer a tour of their world is Emily Monison, author of the book Blight, Fungi and the Coming Pandemic. Emily is an environmental toxicologist, an independent scholar at the Ronan Institute, and an adjunct faculty member at the University of Massachusetts. Here she is with five of her key insights.
Hi, I'm Emily Monison. I write about how we impact other species and the environment, the all too often negative consequences of our actions, and then how we might reduce our collective human footprint. Blight, Fungi in the Coming Pandemic, is about deadly fungal infections, which in large part are enabled by us. Here are five things I've learned from writing this book. Insight 1. Fungi are amazing. Fungi are so much more than molds and mushrooms. The diversity of the fungal kingdom is staggering. The kingdom includes some of the most important decomposers and species which are essential for healthy ecosystems. In short, fungi are essential for life on Earth. Several are also good to eat. Fungi are also complex organisms that can evolve to evade antifungal medication, tolerate warmer temperatures, or inhabit novel environments. The spores of some species can last in soil for decades or travel far across fields, forests, even oceans. While the pathogens I wrote about represent only a small proportion of all fungi, when they occur, the outcome can be devastating. Since the emergence of a fungus called PD in the 2000s, millions of bats in the eastern U.S. have died. It has since spread across the country. A different aquatic fungus has driven dozens of frog species into extinction and threatened hundreds of others. Another fungus is killing whitebark pine, iconic trees already living on the edge, above treeline. A century ago, a fungus wiped out the American chestnut tree, turning a tree that once dominated the forest overstory into shrubby understory. Perhaps most at risk are our food crops, bananas, wheat, rice, and others, staple foods that can quickly be destroyed by fungus. Few other microbes are so destructive. Insight 2. Fungal infections are on the rise in humans. Compared with other pathogens, like disease-causing bacteria or viruses, really bad fungal infections are relatively rare in humans. However, when a fungus causes a systemic infection, depending on the fungus and the patient, it can be difficult to diagnose, hard to treat, and the mortality rate can be as high as 30 to 50% or more. Each year, fungal infections cause over 1.5 million deaths and over 100 million severe infections. And many more people seek medical attention for less severe fungal infections. We humans have at least three major protections against most fungal pathogens: our warm bodies, our robust immune system, and our microbiome. However, over the past half century or so, we have become increasingly susceptible to fungal infections. Antibiotics can upset our microbiome. Many life-saving drugs for cancer treatments, organ transplant, and other medical advances, along with viruses like HIV, can suppress our immune system. As the environment warms, some fungi may evolve to tolerate warmer temperatures. Some may even evolve to tolerate our temperature range. So, it would not be surprising if new kinds of fungal infections emerge in humans, or for established fungi to become more widespread. To illustrate this point, I write about a yeast called Candida auris. Those most susceptible to this fungus are often already in the hospital or in long-term care facilities. It emerged less than a dozen years ago and is spreading across the country. Some strains emerged already resistant to antifungal medications, and so it can be difficult to treat and can have a high mortality rate. Candida auris can be spread through contact, which is unusual for a fungus. It is one of 19 fungi listed by the World Health Organization in 2022 as a priority fungal pathogen. Insight 3. Preserving genetic diversity is critical. Most scientists agree that a species' best chance of survival against a new fungal pathogen is genetic diversity. There is some hope that some members of a species might carry within their genome some kind of resistance. This may be true for bats under threat from white nose disease and trees that manage to survive pine blister rust, along with other species under threat. So, it is important that we work towards the preservation of genetic diversity in wild animals, trees, and crops. Insight 4, what we don't see. What we seldom see when reading about deadly fungi or bats or bananas or frogs is the collective passion of scientists working to solve problems like fungal pandemics. I spoke with scientists working to save iconic and increasingly rare pine trees, understand how bat populations might survive white nose disease, protect salamanders in the U.S. from a fungus that is infecting and killing salamanders in Europe, and scientists tracking emergent fungal pathogens in humans. We don't often see them or hear about them, but collectively, their work gives me hope. Insight 5. We are responsible. When a disease-causing fungus emerges as a novel fungal pathogen, its arrival can often be traced back to something we did. We move fungi from their native hosts and locales to new places and provide them with an opportunity to infect new hosts. If we practice prevention, if we are more careful, have more regulations around the transport of plants and animals around the world, we may reduce the introduction of at least some novel fungal pathogens. Preventing new outbreaks by greater awareness and by supporting prevention policies and regulation is our collective responsibility. Thanks for listening. I hope you find the book interesting.
Thank you, Emily. That was Emily Monison with 5 Big Ideas from Blight, Fungi and the Coming Pandemic. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.